Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a big show for you today. And literally, we're just a couple weeks away from me heading out to Saba and St. Kitts for my 55th birthday, as I can prove to the world that, yes, I can dive at 55. So we got a lot to prepare for in that regard, and we're going to cover some of that on the show today. But before we get into that, I got some great information for you to mark on your calendar. And you got plenty of advance. And I'm talking about the Scuba Show coming up in June. And I got Cheryl Thacker on with me right now to kick off the show. Cheryl, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Greg. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, no worries. Now, Cheryl is the health and science diver or safety diver for the University of Florida. I probably screwed that title up. Am I even remotely close there, Cheryl, or what?
I am the dive safety officer.
Okay, see, that was way easier, so I should have just let her do that. But she does some big stuff, and we're going to get into what she does there at the University of Florida here in just a bit. But she is one of the speakers at a program that is going to be happening at the Scuba Show in Long Beach this year. By the way, that is June 23rd and 24th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Evidently, this happened last year. I didn't know a lot about it at the time. We go to the show every year, and there's always so much stuff going on. I wasn't really aware of all the seminars and things that they were doing at the show, but last year was a reboot of this program from the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, called IQ, which was actually, it stands for the International Conference of Underwater Education, and they like to call it IQ for short. But you're part of this, and what do you know about this program in general, Cheryl? Fill in some blanks there for me.
Okay. The first time it came around in 1969, NAUI had put together this International Conference on Underwater Education, and it was out in California. And so it pretty much was happening about every year. One of these shows would be popping up at different places, and they were international, so there was a few that was in Canada and a few other places.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the predecessor before something as like DEMA even came around.
Yeah.
So it got to be quite large and very popular, with numerous individuals giving presentations simultaneously. It was quite large, like I said.
Yeah, it was like back in the 70s. This is a long, long time ago, predating the start of DEMA.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So this program was going on as before we even started Scuba Radio 21 years ago. And last year, they kind of, now he, like what, took it by the horns and decided to give this whole idea a reboot? Is that what was going on or what?
Absolutely. The board of directors of NAUI had said, you know, this was such a popular thing years ago that they wanted to bring it back to, you know, put education and concepts out there in the forefront and hopefully reboot this into becoming a, you know, a must-go event.
Right.
And so last year we brought it up and we had a number of great speakers and it was pretty well received. And it's something that NAUI has decided they, you know, pretty much wants to try to have it every year to 2 years. And we're going to be back out in L.A. this year. Or I guess it's in Long Beach.
Right.
So we're looking forward to this presentation. And in the future, we're actually looking to go international.
That's nice. Yeah. It, once again, it's called IQ. It's going to happen in conjunction with the Scuba Show in Long Beach, June 23rd and 24th. So basically, when you buy a ticket to the event, to the Scuba Show, if you do it in advance, you can get a seminar package and have access to all these presentations throughout Saturday and Sunday of the event. Cheryl is one of them. I mean, I see Zale Perry is on here. I mean, this is really a who's who of the dive industry. Bigwigs, and they're each given like presentations, obviously on some educational aspect of diving safety or education that you can pick up to make yourself just a better, well-rounded diver, or maybe get into even deeper issues when it comes to your continuing education. So your aspect of this, obviously being the dive safety officer of the University of Florida, you are doing something what in regard to dive safety, or wait, no, it says scientific diving. What are you doing exactly, Cheryl?
Right. So I'm going to be giving a presentation on scientific diving, some of the past and present. And most universities are part of the American Academy of Underwater Sciences. And within that, we have a special exemption from OSHA to allow scientific diving to take place without having to follow commercial diving standards. So I'm going to go into what all is that is about, what constitutes scientific diving, and how it affects the different universities or private organizations, and then, you know, give a little bit about the past on it and what's happening out there today.
How about that? So that would be like if you're going and doing like coral restoration type stuff, or just research for some kind of like, you know, college student program or something at the university, or a little bit of all of that?
Oh, I was going to say about all of the above. The, you know, within universities, there may be students that have projects, or there might be faculty or staff members who have had long-term projects going on. They have, whether it's taken place since I'm right here at the University of Florida, whether it's, you know, my divers in this program or ones such as the Smithsonian, the National Park Service. There's many different organizational members of the AAUS or American Academy of Underwater Sciences, and doing all kinds of research underwater.
Well, that sounds really interesting. And once again, this is June 23rd, 24th, during the Scuba Show, like 8 to 5 each day, Saturday and Sunday. You'll be one of the speakers. Zale Perry, Bill Ziefel from Dan is giving a presentation. Jonathan Burt. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's a link from NAUI.org for the IQ program, the International Conference on Underwater Education, right there on their website. And, of course, we'll put a link to it at Scuba Radio. But let's get into what you do at the university there, Cheryl. What exactly is, you know, does it entail being a dive safety officer?
A dive safety officer kind of wears a couple of hats. One of the hats that we wear is administrative hat. So we're going to oversee any kind of diving that takes place at our organization. And we're managing the divers that are conducting the research, making sure that they're following all the standards within our own programs, making sure they have the divers available to them, overseeing just all that managerial stuff.
Well, is it your typical you know, dive, you know, program that you would have is just a regular, you know, non-student kind of thing, or is there a little bit extra oomph to the safety part, like if they get out of line you whack them with a yardstick or something?
Well, we have standards in place and written policies, and so we if we see that they're not following those particular ones, of course, then we have to, you know, have talked to them, and depending how egregious they are, whether we remove them from the ability to dive on their projects. And some of it, they're employees, and others are just students.
I gotcha. All right, so you're just there to make sure they stay in line, because these kids can get a little, you know, rowdy sometimes, I guess, maybe.
Well, maybe during training. And
yeah,
stuff,
well, okay, right, right.
Generally, when they get to the research aspect of it, they're pretty much in line.
Yeah, so, well, you keep them in line. So, sounds like a pretty good gig. You've been doing this a few years, and I assume you like it, huh?
Yes, I've been at the university since 2000, but I've been in scientific diving for a number of years, starting when I was back in the NOAA Corps, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is when my career in science diving started.
Great stuff. Well, I look forward to seeing your presentation there at the IQ program, Cheryl. And, you know, thanks for the update today on Scuba Radio. Really appreciate this. And I guess I'll let you get back to those students and keep them after school or whatever you do. You can't, like, whack them with a paddle or anything like back in the day. As much as we'd like to, right?
Oh, well, maybe some people would.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm not working at the university there with Cheryl. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Brand new angle, the hood are commendable.
Seaside rented, it's so fashionable.
Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of St. Eustatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Director Dive Master Joshua Daniels. God rest his soul. And hopefully in a couple weeks you're going to hear about a potential visit to St. Eustatia again as we head out on that next liveaboard, that Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It's going to be some good times, I tell you. And I'm turning 55 on the boat. And I'm going to prove to the world that I can indeed dive at 55. So it's happening. Now, look, we're in the studio. CJ and Bubble Boy are with me, as well as our sea monkeys. And
Happy anniversary, Greg.
That's right. It's Cinco de Mayo, and it's also my 29-year anniversary.
You mean Cinco de Marco.
Cinco de Marco is that our good friend Mark Szymanski, yes. Yeah. It was his birthday as well. We had a lot of good times on this day. But yeah, a big one. Yeah, I got a wedding anniversary today, so that's kind of a big deal, huh? So a lot of stuff happening.
Can we get her in here on the air? I need to interview her.
No, there's laws against
just
that kind of thing.
Just a couple questions.
Nope, not going to
have
happen.
Questions.
Oh,
nope.
CJ, nope. You should have seen the pewter matchbox car he got for his wife.
Shush. Wait, don't give away any of my secrets.
Pewter
what's wrong with you?
Matchbox car.
We got stuff to talk about diving-wise, guys.
Oh.
We got a lot of stuff to deal with.
Yes, we're diving into your personal life.
Yeah, I know. That isn't what this show is all about. It's about me, but not my personal life. Well, I guess it is. But anyway, let's just move on because we got Barry the Boater, and if that weren't enough, Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, is with us as well, and we're really close to releasing the audiobook of Turks and Chaos.
Very close.
I know Eric's excited, right, Eric?
I am absolutely looking forward to it.
Yeah, so
I should be done Monday night.
Monday, this week.
Yeah.
So then it would go live after
two more chapters
to finish.
Okay.
Yeah.
It usually takes Audible a week and a half to approve it. They have to listen to it and make sure it's up
yes.
to speed. We know it will be, but so if he finishes Monday, yeah, I mean, think the show in 2 weeks it should be live.
Yeah.
That sounds
right.
good.
I like it. Just in time for me to get back from Sabo St. Kitts. My Explorer Ventures liveaboard.
See,
I'll
there you
be
go.
On Cloud 9, and then I'll be coming home to celebrate the release of a new audio.
And you'll have something to look forward to.
Yeah. It'll give me a reason to come back. Because sometimes I need that.
Beside your family.
Well, yeah, there's that. Yeah, and the wife and the whole 29-year.
Beside them.
So I keep this whole 29-year wedding anniversary thing going.
Do you want to go to 30 or not?
Yeah. I'm pushing my luck, aren't I?
Yep. Good thing she doesn't listen.
God bless her. So
she's just in the other room.
That's how they've made it 29 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I just right.
what?
She's right in the other room.
What, are you serious? You want to bring her in here for
yes.
something? Oh, geez, uh-oh. What?
I just want to ask her how the hell she puts up with you.
No. Okay, we don't have time
alcohol.
For that.
Lots of alcohol.
The show's not long enough. Yeah, let her enjoy her drink. Don't put that kind of stress on her. All right, so look, here's the thing. Eric is with us today, not only to celebrate the impending release of the audiobook of Turks and Chaos. We got to help him. This is a little bit of career counseling or author counseling kind of thing because, Eric's written all these books. Mike Scott is the character. And there is some talk. I don't know. You got to be prepared when this talk really gets hot and heavy. But there's already been some discussions. I don't know if I'm saying something out of turn here.
Scuttlebutt.
No, you're fine. I have over the last couple of years. I've had discussions with probably three or four different producers who were interested in the possibility of making a film based on my books. Now nobody. Yeah. There are no contracts. Nobody has slapped. More, anything more than 50 cents down on the table. So there's nothing impending. But yeah, we like to have ideas in mind when that call finally arrives.
Of course. Yeah. You want to be prepared and say, who do you think should play Mike Scott? Now, we've been doing the audiobook, and we've been, Eric's worked with us and actually incorporated some of the Scuba Radio crew into these novels that he's been writing. But Mike Scott is the main guy. And, there's been rumors that could Mike Scott actually be Eric? Well, but it kind of goes back to an old friend of his that passed away, early on in his writing career. And this was kind of like a homage to your friend, right?
Exactly. It's a memorial to the original Mike Scott. His name was Mike Burnsworth.
Yeah.
He actually died 30 years ago, I'm sorry, 29 years ago, which is still kind of mind-boggling to wreap my head around.
Yeah.
But,
it wasn't today.
Greg,
you didn't be safe.
You didn't have anything to do with that, did you?
I'm
on your honeymoon,
saying,
maybe?
Shush. Just stop.
that's interesting,
yeah.
actually. But no,
it's another novel.
Yes.
I think that falls into true crime. But anyway.
Yeah.
it was based on him. But, of course, we're all too old to play anything like that. So it's got to be a young...
Speak for yourself, loser.
I could do it.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm not that old.
You're going to be 55.
Yeah, I'm older than Eric, I think. So
you are.
I have much to speak to. You know. Anyway. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, but so, what star, what Hollywood actor would you think would be a good Mike Scott? That's what we need to help Eric with a little bit today.
Gene Wilder.
I don't think so. He's not alive.
I don't think he's around. Have you read the books? Have you read the book?
Obviously, he's the voice of
stunt casting. Go female, Gene Stapleton.
No, you're not helping, CJ. I mean, you're giving out suggestions like the drunken sailor would say.
Tom Cruise.
Thank God he's not here.
No, he's too old.
Tom Cruise is too old. You think?
Too obvious.
Yeah, if you started in like chronological order with like Flooding Hollywood, Mike Scott's a little younger then, and then he's advanced in age through the.
I don't know series. Any young actors. Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
The two that have come to mind so far are Carl Urban.
Who's that? He's a country star.
He's the angry man from Lord of the Rings.
Carl Urban was Dr. McCoy from the Star Trek reboots.
Mm. Oh.
And the Angry Horseman.
Yeah, but he's a very... Lord of the Rings.
He's very what?
He's comedic.
Well, I mean, you know...
He plays a good doctor. I mean, he does a really good job of it. He's more comedic.
Mike Scott has his moments.
Mike Scott has his moments. He's not real funny, but he's funny occasionally. Hmm. It's kind of like me. But the other one that's come to mind is Alex O'Loughlin from Hawaii Five-0.
That would be good.
I don't watch that show either, so I don't know.
I like that.
You like that guy?
Yeah, that would work really well.
Why do you say that's a great idea?
Because that guy's awesome.
All right. Well, we'll throw that out to our Facebook Live folks, too.
And he's a diver, I think.
Well, it has to be. He has to be a diver.
I think he is.
Or he'll have to get certified before he can play this role of Mike Scott.
Oh, yeah. Mike Scott could not be a non-diver.
That's it. So true. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Eric Douglas, Barry the Boater, connected via the web right now. And we're going to be joined by Dr. Doug here in hour two. He's going to give us an update from that Tech Dive USA event that was happening last week. We tried to connect with him then, but he had stuff to do, like, you know, speak to people. So we bounced it back to this week. So we're going to check in with him, see how that event went and what he talked about, and maybe a few little nuggets of diving information that we could learn from the experience or from his chat, even if you weren't there in the flesh. All right. Also, a little shout out to, Sean, Dave, and Tina on Facebook Live. They've chimed in. As you can see, if you're on Facebook Live, you not only do you see me in front of the microphone, you see our sea monkeys. And
hard to decide which one to cast your gaze on.
Well, you know, it is tough because there's several. And I did find out this week when I looked at the directions to make sure I was feeding them and raising them properly that you will see them more prominently when they're full of poo because they're kind of transparent, our sea monkeys.
So kind of like supermodels.
So if you're seeing them on Facebook Live, no, it's probably about time for them to go. And they could disappear at any minute. So just enjoy it while it lasts. And now you know how sea monkeys, you know, can be seen.
I'd be a great superhero.
Okay. Actually, I was thinking.
Could be invisible.
You know, Sean didn't go there. He just congratulated us on creating life in the studio here. But I was thinking, you know what? We're raising these sea monkeys possibly to take on the role of Mike Scott in Eric Douglas's movies. Eric, what do you think? Are you open to that possibility?
You know, they're going to have to get a little bigger.
They're going to have to get a little bigger. Yeah, true. But, you know, with all the movie magic, CGI, I mean, all that stuff they do with Star Wars, we could turn one of these sea monkeys into like a Chewbacca character and, you know, trusty sidekick for Mike Scott. You'd have to write a whole nother story.
there. But
I was going to say, I haven't cast that story or haven't written that story yet, but yeah. We can work on it. You know,
you gotta look towards the future.
Sea monkey business.
Yeah, no.
Greg, I got another idea.
No, don't you stop. Stop while we're ahead. For Christ's sakes, what's wrong with you?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who told you to? Yeah.
Yo!
He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guys I consider the hippopotamus of diving. You really gonna do that?
Oh my God!
One more time.
Stop it.
Here's a guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and hippopotamus, at least when it comes to Jay. I can't say it like him. He has a very unique way of saying that. Now, he will not be on the boat in Sabah. He runs the Turks boat for Explorer Ventures. So, I don't know. We'll have to talk to the captain of the Caribbean Explorer, too, when we're out there in Sabah, cruising around Sabah and St. Kitts, and find out if he has a word that he has issues with. And get him on the air as well. Yeah, I don't know if this is like a theme with some of the Explorer Ventures, you know, captains. But we will, you know, that I'm on a mission to find out. So we will.
I have a casting suggestion for Mike Scott.
You do?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. What about him?
All right. And was he the center square of Match Game or something? Or
what? No, that was Ruth Buzzy.
Ah. So we're not helping, are we? Eric, I'm guessing. No,
I have another casting suggestion.
Okay, Barry, the boater might pull it out.
I'm
going
to have to look that one up. I don't know who that one was.
Really? Okay. Well, you do that. Barry, what is your suggestion?
How about Neil Watson's son?
Neil Jr.
Yeah.
Not an actor. Other than that, perfect.
Read a script.
He's like a super diver, for sure. I mean, you know, all you got to do is act like a diver.
He could be the stunt diver.
He could, yeah.
Maybe Eric should reach out to Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Well, once again,
Steve Carell dies.
You're going to need someone if you're going to do them in order. It's kind of like the Harry Potter series. You got to get them when they're young, and then they grow into the role as they age throughout the books.
Why, James?
Steve Carell has a lot of experience playing Michael Scott.
Okay, that's hilarious.
What about Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Back to Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I like the look. He looks small to me, though. You know, Mike has described
camera tricks too. Camera tricks.
Well, all right.
Yeah, well, the Jason camera Momoa. Adds 10 pounds, CJ. So,
what about this dude, Kellen Lutz? I don't know what he does, but he looks pretty mean.
I think we need to have a you know.
No, seriously, Google this guy, Kellen Lutz.
Well, but we need a big name brand.
All right, what about Clint Eastwood's kid?
Yeah.
He's an actor.
Oh yeah.
What's Clint Eastwood's son's name?
I don't think Junior? We want to get an up and comer though. We need like a big star to.
No, you
this
want someone
thing.
Young. You said.
Well,
which
we do.
Is it? Which is it?
We want someone young that you know.
Yeah, but you don't want to be taken out of the story by going, oh, there's Tom Cruise, or oh,
you
there's
you don't want
the Rock.
Your budget to get blown on one actor.
Well, maybe
watch your
not.
Language, please, family show.
What do you think, Eric? What's in your mind? You're the one calling the shots on this. You want a big name brand person?
Whoever's writing the checks is calling the shots.
Well, true.
I want to see somebody who's a name, but not not Tom Cruise or a Brad Pitt name. You know, that's just distracting, and it's that changes the character.
What do you think? So, you got to look at it both ways. You want to draw as much attention to this as possible, kind of like what Discovery Channel is doing this year for Shark Week. It's their 30-year anniversary, and they've recruited Shaq. And the promo is he's like, hey, wait a minute, why am I in this page? Why am I in this cage? I thought you said it was Shaq Week.
You know,
it's pretty good, but they got Shaq. Now, he would not make a great Mike Scott.
I just gave you the perfect example of what you're looking for. Clint Eastwood's kid, Eastwood, he's got the name. He's young.
Well, you could do that.
What's his first name?
I can't remember.
Look it up.
Am I the only one with an iPhone?
Well, Barry the Boater, he's our Googler. Oogler? I forget. Which one is it?
I'll do that. But what I was going to say, Aquaman? You say, Scott. You know, Greg, you say the woman that played the star in The Shape of Water.
Could work.
Yeah.
You had never seen her in any movies before. At least I had never seen her in many movies. And look how well that movie did. So it doesn't have to be a name brand. It just has to be a good actor.
Scott Eastwood.
Scott Eastwood. Okay. Well, okay, Scott Eastwood. Mike Scott Eastwood. Hello.
No,
it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Or what about the the creature in The Shape of Water?
I don't know what he looks like.
I don't either. He might be that could be his MO. He's like, not only was he a diver, but he played a mer creature thing. I don't know what was that thing. I haven't seen the movie.
That was an homage to The Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
It was a sea monkey on steroids.
That's true. That's what it looks like. Yeah. See, well, that's what our little sea monkeys will potentially grow into. And then they'll hook up with a human and, they'll make a movie about it.
Better question is
who? They try to take over the world.
Yeah.
And Mike Scott saves the world.
Mm-hmm. Better question
is
sea
monkeys that were released by Greg.
Yes. Well, they could be flushed eventually.
Better question is, who plays Mike Scott's fiance, Frankie?
Oh, yeah. Frankie? Well, there's a few of them.
That'd be a little more fun to cast, wouldn't
it? He has a couple of them that he kind of has danced around with, right? Frankie's the main one he keeps with. But
Frankie's kind of evolving into his they're engaged now, so.
Yeah, read the book, Craig.
Well, that's what I said. That's his main squeeze, but he's had a few other ladies along the way.
There have been a few others along the way.
Yeah.
But, I actually just rewatched Wonder Woman last night, and Gal Gadot is,
you cannot go wrong there.
That would be a pretty good Frankie. I would agree.
Yeah, but she may be too strong a character, unless you could find an actor that
Frankie's
can balance
tough.
Her out.
Yeah, Frankie's tough. She's like the Wonder Woman of
she
diving.
She kicks ass.
Underwater.
Okay, we have our number one, and then who would be if we can't get her?
Well, you need someone. Well, I know some stunt double people. Megan Heaney Greer would be a great stunt person for, what's her name again?
Frankie.
No, well, I mean the Wonder Woman girl.
Gal Gadot?
Gal, yeah. Yeah, she's already been the stunt woman for, Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't think she needs a stunt woman. She was in the Israeli army,
Really, was she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Every Israeli citizen has to be in the army.
Is she a diver too, you think?
I don't know.
She's in the massage.
She was in the army. She's tough.
All right. Well, if she's if she's a diver, then she would be perfect. But I don't know that. Well, maybe we can dig into that and find out.
Do you know of an instructor that could teach her?
Yes,
yeah, if only we knew someone.
Yes.
If that doesn't work out, how about Stormy Daniels?
Hey!
Yeah, no.
Show him the door, CJ, please.
It's right over there.
She's a great actress.
Yeah. All right. Well, look.
I've never seen her work, Jimmy. Have you?
No, I just hear it through the grapevine.
Yeah. As he takes another sip of his blizzard.
His what?
Pussers. Are we going to do that again?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we should.
Today would be the day.
No, it would. Because it's Cinco de Mayo and it's Tequila Day.
No, but Cinco de Marco, that's where this whole thing came from.
Well, true.
Blizzard.
Rum.
Pussers.
Well, yeah, pussers, you tomato, tomato. But, we got a little carried away with that last week. Anyway, it was a one-time thing.
Guys. I wasn't even thinking about it until you said it.
Well, I saw him lift it up, and I'm like,
pussers.
I mean, didn't
now
we clear?
You've done it, Greg.
Yeah, that stuff evaporated last week. I don't know, you're going to have to make a run back up here to the studio, another a rum run for us there, Barry the Boater.
All right, I can do that.
Yeah. because we're running low on pussies.
I love you, Barry.
You know, they have a higher quality brand I'll bring next time.
Really?
Okay. Oh, he's holding out on us.
Well, see? Yeah. He wanted to see if we'd live through this rot gut stuff, he said, the first two.
They're still breathing.
Yeah, that's right. No, we're having a good time.
Define breathing.
Sure. Okay, so, Eric, we haven't helped you at all, or have we? I mean,
I was just a great help. You guys were worthless.
Yeah, which is pretty much standard, right?
So. Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I'll tell you.
Actually, there's a couple good thoughts in there. I actually like the Eastwood kid. He has a good look.
Thank you. And if you would like to suggest some of these stars, maybe someone we haven't mentioned already, email Eric at booksbyeric.com, eric@booksbyeric.com. Right, Eric? That'd be the one to send to. And you can give him a suggestion when he's working with these Hollywood bigwigs. And,
okay. And of course, if there's anybody out there who happens to be a producer and is interested in
jump on this before someone else gets
Harvey Weinstein's available.
Yeah, I'll make a cameo. I'll be more than happy to do that.
Stop it.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool.
Below the swim lane.
The dive instructor was cool.
And a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules.
Ooh.
I've got to admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. All the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. Sublime, getting so much wetter all the time. It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
Getting so much wetter all the time.
This
is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize for that.
Hey, you're not going to get that anywhere.
If you're lucky.
What color's the sky in your world, Greg?
Chartreuse. Is that a color?
Yes. Okay. Chartreuse, an umber mass of gluey fluid.
Ah, yes, of course. That's where I was going with
that. Better than raw sienna.
All right, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Barry the Boater, Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire. We're helping him or really, I don't know, just annoying him with suggestions on who should play the lead character in a movie version
assistant
of his diving adventure novels. Booksbyeric.com is the website to go to and look at that. Now, Barry is a Googler, and he came up with, you found a list of movie stars that are divers that might help us?
Movie stars. Yep.
Yeah, so what are they? What do you got?
Sean Connery.
Sandra
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, really? She's a diver.
Yeah.
She just went up a notch or two. All right.
Okay, Holmes.
Okay, all right. Katie Holmes would be good, too.
This is a name I hadn't heard of before. Nina Dobrev. She was in The Vampire Diaries.
Okay, she's probably kind of young then. She'd be pretty good. Sandra Bullock and the other one you meant, Katie Holmes, they're on the backside of their careers, let's be real. We got to get them young. Right, Eric? Okay. We got to start probably with someone in their early 20s. And that would go with the females as well as Mike Scott, right? Are you thinking along those lines?
30-ish, probably. I mean, late 20s, early 30s would
start. All right. Well, that might
That would really depend on where the story begins. Does the story begin when he's young, or does it begin in his middle age?
It begins at the beginning, Barry. Come on.
Barry, just let Eric.
You never seen Backstory? Okay. Tom Cruise, which we already spoke about.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. He is a diver, but, well, he okay, he's a star, I guess, but not a Hollywood star, what we're looking for. But he actually, you know, I know the guy who actually certified him to dive.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have a connection to Tiger.
How has he not been on the show?
He won't talk to me. He knows better.
Someone that looks like Greg, James Cameron.
James Cameron, of course. Yes, we could recruit his directing skills.
He could be the
skills.
Father.
Or he could be the director. Let's turn this into kind of like, The Abyss meets Avatar.
Here would be a real name.
No.
Mission Impossible.
Ready?
Mission Impossible.
Kate Middleton,
Who's marrying Harry or something? That's right.
No, Emma Watson. Married Prince William.
Yeah.
Emma Watson.
Prince William.
Oh,
Prince.
The Harry Potter. Hey, why don't we just take the Harry Potter kids? And turn them into Mike Scott's diver. Because that's actually, they're in the perfect age bracket, aren't they?
True.
No.
They haven't aged all that well.
No.
They haven't aged that well? I mean, Emma Thompson, right? Like, she's, not Emma Thompson. Is that right? Is that her name?
I don't know.
Is she Hermione?
I've never seen any of those.
Wouldn't you like to have a Hermione?
Keira Knightley?
I'm not hourly.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Tom Hanks, but he's too old.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is he a diver?
How about Jessica?
I guess he has to be. Jessica Alba.
We have a winner.
Emma Stone?
Yes.
Emma Stone. Now, wait, which one is Hermione?
Emma Watson.
Okay. See, I think Hermione would be a good one.
Yeah, but she'd have to learn how to dive. These are people that are actors and...
Well, maybe she is. That's what I'm saying. Do we know? We don't know. I mean, they were magic, so...
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, okay, from Rockstar or whatever, Rhodey.
Gentleman may be a little too old. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he's definitely too old.
He's tall.
He drives a Lincoln, I hear.
He's way too old.
Yeah. Willie Harrelson.
Oh, wait, hold on. These guys are divers? You've heard?
Yeah.
Really? So McConaughey is a diver? That's kind of cool. I should have known this. He was hanging out in Nevis before I went out to that island one time. They said, oh, man, you should have been here a couple weeks ago. We had Matthew McConaughey here. He was like half naked running around the bar beating on bongos. I'm like, wow, where was I?
Yeah, it would have been like your dream come true.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But he said he was like off to the side, hanging out. He just walked into the bar at Awali dive resort where we were staying, and they have this outdoor beach bar place, really cool funky little place. And he said one night they were just hanging out and playing music as usual through the jukebox. People were hanging at the bar, and they noticed this guy over in the corner was kind of keeping to himself. And as the night progressed, you know, people start drinking more and more. And next thing you know, they're up on the dance floor doing conga lines. And like one of the other people's looked over and said, "Hey, you know, that's Matthew McConaughey." He goes, "All right, all right, all right." And then they just went nuts all night. He said he was a very cool guy. And now that I know he's a diver, which would make sense, it would make sense that he was hanging out on Nevis because it's a high diving adventure place to be.
Cool.
So we got to work all these guys into the movie version of one of your movies coming out with these Mike Scott novels. Eric, you game?
I'm game for it all.
Just sign them all. That's all you got to do.
Absolutely.
All right. Look, Dr. Doug is going to join us in hour two. And we got plenty more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving for Cinco de Mayo. That's why it's
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.